The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society Book Club Guide. About the book. January 1946. London is emerging from the shadow of the Second World War, and writer Julia Ashton is looking for her next book subject. Who could imagine that she would find it in a letter from a man she'd never met, a native of the island of Guernsey, who has come across her name written inside a book by Charles Lamb. As Julia and her new correspondent exchange letters, Julia is drawn into the world of this man and his friends, and what a wonderfully eccentric world it is. The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, born as a spur-of-the-moment alibi when its members were discovered breaking curfew by the Germans occupying their island, boasts a charming, funny, deeply human cast of characters, from pig farmers to phrenologists, literature lovers all. Juliet begins a remarkable correspondence with the Society's members, learning about their island, their taste in books, and the impact the recent German occupation has had on their lives. Captivated by their stories, she sets sail for Guernsey, and what she finds will change her forever. Written with warmth and humor as a series of letters, this novel is a celebration of the written word in all its guises and of finding connection in the most surprising ways. About the authors. Mary Ann Schaefer became interested in Guernsey while visiting London in 1976. On a whim, she decided to fly to Guernsey but became stranded there when a thick fog descended and all boats and planes were forbidden to leave the island. As she waited for the fog to lift, warming herself by the heat of the hand dryer in the men's restroom, she read all the books in the Guernsey Airport bookstore, including Jersey Under the Jack Boot. Thus began her fascination with the German occupation of the Channel Islands. Many years later, when goaded by her book club to write a novel, Mary Ann naturally thought of Guernsey. She chose to write in the epistolary form because, for some bizarre reason, I thought it would be easier. Several years of work yielded the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, which was greeted with avid enthusiasm, first by her family, then by her writing group, and finally by publishers around the world. Sadly, Mary Ann's health began to decline shortly thereafter, and she asked her niece, Annie Barrows, to help her finish the book. Mary Ann Schaefer was born in Martinsburg, West Virginia in 1934. Her career included libraries, bookstores, and publishing, but her lifelong dream was to write a book that someone would like enough to publish. Though she did not live to see it, this dream has been realized in the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. Annie Barrows, whose career also included libraries, bookstores, and publishing, is the author of the Ivy and Bean series for children, as well as The Magic Half. San Francisco Chronicle Book Review. Some novels are memoirs, some are treatises, some are exercises in linguistic pyrotechnics, but sometimes a novel is just a novel, and this can be a very good thing when it works. The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, written by the late Mary Ann Schaefer and her niece, children's author Annie Barrows, stays within modest bounds, but is successful in ways many novels are not. This book won't change your life, but it will probably enchant you. And sometimes that's precisely what makes fiction worthwhile. Traditional without seeming stale, and romantic without being naive, the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society follows writer Julia Ashton as she searches for a book topic and stumbles upon new friendships and loves. Julia achieved renown as a London columnist during World War II, writing lighthearted weekly tales on surviving the bombardment. Post-war, she feels listless. Her new book proposal leaves something to be desired, and her life in London is slow-paced and wan. Then Juliet receives a letter from an unknown man, Dawsey Adams, who lives on the Channel Island of Guernsey and has stumbled across a second-hand book she once owned. The novel widens from there into a history of Guernsey's occupation by the Germans during the war. During the occupation, a group of islanders formed a literary society, but this was no ordinary endeavor. Elizabeth McKenna, one of the group's founding members, was sent to a prison camp after she was caught harboring a Nazi worker. The society took on new purpose after her deportation. Juliet quickly realizes that this group is prime material for a book, but in the meantime, she has become enamored of successful American publisher Mark Reynolds. Mark takes her to the opera and sends flowers and relentless notes. As Juliet learns more about the islanders, she must make difficult decisions that will affect who she is and who she will become. What makes this novel lovely is its light touch and how effortless the writing seems. This effortlessness shines through even though the book is written as a series of letters, and just enough gaps are left to make the format seem true to life. Each character or letter writer has a distinct voice, crafted, real, and warm. The authors love books and clearly love writing. Reading the novel is enough to produce nostalgia for the days of envelopes and stamps. Though the novel's style doesn't break any ground, its familiarity is more an homage than a retreading of old themes. Many of the characters cite Austen and the Brontes. With its sharp-witted heroine and her lineup of potential suitors, Guernsey's plot is obviously influenced by those authors' books. Likewise, the structure pays tribute to the earliest novels, epistolary romances written by women and ignored by some as trivialities. Guernsey situates itself in the stylistic history, but retains elements of light humor and stays true to its own time. Yes, it's hopelessly romantic, but it doesn't ignore the complications that adult romance often brings. It touches on the darkness of wartime, the complexities of human compassion, and the lack thereof. It's sunny through bad times without being relentlessly optimistic. This makes it all the sadder that Schaeffer died in February. It's unclear how much of this book was her work and how much her niece's, but her publisher describes Barrow's role as more of a helper than a helmsman. Schaeffer worked as an editor, a librarian, and a bookseller in the Bay Area. She studied Guernsey and its history for years after a spontaneous trip there in 1976. Her love for books was deeply authentic, and her passion for Guernsey went well beyond the research for this novel. One would like to think that much of the reason Guernsey succeeds is because it was written out of genuine interest with true affection for the form. It's tempting to throw around terms like gem when reading a book like this, but Guernsey is not precious. It's dear, or even darling. This is a book for firesides or long train rides. It's as charming and timeless as the novels for which its characters profess their love.